discover the power of positivity. Identify your gifts. Then plan and execute your passion. And ultimately, thrive exponentially in life. And most importantly, in business. On Sudden Eye Impact with your host, Lee. The environment you put me in, greater than, greater than.
The circumstances that I'm faced with, greater than, greater than. The environment you put me in, greater than, greater than. The circumstances that I'm faced with. Yes. And your life counts, and enthusiasm definitely makes a difference. Hello and welcome. You're live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show with your host, Lee, coming to you from the DFW Metroplex. On the Sudden Eye Impact Show, we have fun together, we learn together, and we encourage one another. On the Sudden Eye Impact Show, we discuss a variety of topics such as, but not limited to, 100% responsibility, accountability, accountability partners, mentorship, being of service, entrepreneurship, relationship, communication, decision-making, self-concept, the subconscious mind, imagination, the power of thought, the power of belief, the power of expectation, belief systems, attitude, mindset mastery, consciousness, awareness, becoming the observer, the power of words, focus mastery, the power of partnership, creativity, visualization, innovation, visionary leadership, economic empowerment, personal finance, goal setting, goal attainment, strategy, personal success, and paradigms. On our show, the Sudden Eye Impact Show, we share concepts, principles, processes, and systems that work when you work them, that deliver good and great results. Our show's vision, mission, purpose, and intention is to discuss and deliver simple, basic, fundamental ways to help everyday people experience more fulfillment, satisfaction, enrichment, enjoyment, health, mental health awareness, and overall peace through utilizing your brilliant mind and all the latent resources that lie dormant within you. Today, we have an amazing show on tap today. We have a special guest from the UK, Mr. Maurice Lothian, also known as Maurice the Connector. He is an amazing speaking spirit, proud business owner with a state-of-the-art limousine chauffeuring service, which has hosted celebrities such as Beyonce, Justin Bieber, Chris Brown, Rihanna, Whitney Houston, and Floyd Mayweather, to name a few. Maurice the Connector is also an established author, keynote speaker, life coach, transformational thought leader, influencer. Maurice the Connector is also in the process of building two schools for youth, one in London and one in Africa. With no further ado, we bring to the stage Maurice the Connector. How you doing, Maurice?
Hello, hello. I'm connecting. I'm here with you, bro.
Tell us about your day so far.
My day, I've risen like a phoenix today, and I always rise thanking God for breath of fresh air. To breathe is most important to me nowadays. Now I know my purpose. I can make it happen, man. So today I've got up and I've done what I needed to do with my work and everything. And I would say to everyone, you need the ingredients of a cake to make sure that you can succeed in life. And if I was a cake, I would eat myself. Because I believe I have all the ingredients now that can make me become successful in myself, first and foremost. Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Maurice. Hey, Maurice, let's dive right into your story, and then we'll share some of your shares about all these celebrities that you've provided services for and that you've befriended. So go ahead and tell us about your story, Maurice.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone, whether it's afternoon, it's evening here in England. But my story is my glory, and your story is your glory, man. The pain is our gain, and we've got to realize that. And I believe when we're born, we're dying, we're just fighting to find ourselves, because leaders are born, and we're all kings and queens. That's my philosophy. I believe in that. I believe we all have a gift, we all have a purpose, and we all got something that we can share and care and give the world. And I would say that is success once you find yourself. But it takes a while to find yourself. And my journey, I hope it can help some of you to realize that. Don't worry about the pain. Worry about the gain through the pain. Because at the end of the day, God is chipping away at you to become somebody in this world. You know, it's not what we get out of life, it's who we become. And my story stems from growing up in London in the 70s with my mom and dad and five siblings. I can remember the days of joy playing with my dad. You know, my mom and dad came to England on the Windrush generation from Jamaica to help out England rebuild itself. So a lot of West Indians came to London, and my mom and dad met in London in the 60s, and they formed a relationship where they had kids and got married and everything. And I was one of the siblings, one of the five siblings that they had together. But things was going good. You know, my dad was going to work and he had a car. They bought a house and everything. But whatever happened, happened. And my dad and my mom split up, which was a sad time for me, because I used to love watching my dad go to work. I used to be crying at the door and looking through the window and thinking, Dad, can I come with you? Those were happy times. We used to have play times and happy times. When he left when I was 7 years old, I struggled with that, like every kid would at that time in their life. And I was going to school and not very happy going to school. But let's fast forward to the age of 13. At the age of 13, I was a bit disruptive at school with not having a lot of discipline, with your dad not being there telling you what to do. And my mom struggled with five siblings because she was sick. She had hay fever, which is an illness of breathing. And I'm sure many of you can relate to that. And the social services, which is the authorities in London, wanted to split us up, all the siblings. But my mom fought back from her sick bed and made sure that didn't happen. You know, but fast forward, when I was 13, 14, I was getting bullied at school. But it wasn't by the kids, funny enough. It was by the teachers. The teachers were bullying me, putting me in a corner and telling me I won't be nothing in life. I think it's a horrible thing to tell a kid. And looking back now, that's one of the reasons why I want to build schools to teach life empowerment and life skills, to empower the kids, to show them that they can become true champions in the world. And by the time I left school when I was 15 years old, coming on 16, I struggled with that in London in the 70s. You know, there was, I would say, ethnic minorities struggled. I used to try and get a job and I had trouble getting jobs. You know, my white friend used to go for a job and he'll get the job. I'll go for the job. I'll get turned down. You know, so I felt disorientated. I felt like a second-class citizen because it was so hard for us at that time. But fast forward, my friends used to come with nice clothes and money, and I asked what they was doing. They said they were selling drugs. So I soon started selling drugs. But they say money is the root to all evil, but it's not. It's the love of money. And I started to love money because I started to make a lot of money selling drugs. You know, I've done that for 12 years, people. I was selling drugs and I became a gangster in my local area, supplying drugs with a few guys. And, you know, I was enjoying the money, the jewelry like Mr. T, the drinking, the smoking, and everything that went with it, you know. But then after 12 years and going in and out of prison and everything, a catalyst happened in my life. And that catalyst was when my 18-month-old son called Dwayne, he passed away tragically at home. He was sliding down the slide that his mum used to have by the window for him and his sister to slide down. And the cord got caught around his neck. That was really sad times for me. He passed away. And I'm going to be sincere with you. I must have hugged him owner about 10 to 15 times. 10 to 15 times in 18 months. And that hurt me because I was penetrating out there on the roads, out there on the streets, drinking, smoking and partying. I never really had time for my kids. My mindset was all about the partying. But at this time in my life, they say knock and the door will be open. Seek and you shall find. And I'm telling you, people, I was knocking that door. I was knocking. I was asking God for forgiveness and everything. And I wanted to die. I wanted to commit suicide. My mom always used to say to me, Morris, come to church. And I would say, Mom, I ain't got enough time to come to church. What would I be doing in church? I ain't got enough time. But at this time, I really wanted to go to church and find some change my mindset because my mind was playing tricks on me. I went to church anyway and I started to enjoy it, dancing, and they were happy in this place. And I was thinking, hey, man, I'm used to dancing in the nightclubs. And here I was dancing in church and enjoying this environment. And I started to go to church and started to enjoy it. And I would say to every one of you in your darkest moments, focus on the light because you are the light. The light is shining through all of us. We just have to look and look straight ahead with the thoughts that we put into our minds and think about, because you are what you think about. And I started to think about God. I started to think about God guiding me now and seeing the light. And I would say adversity introduces a man or a woman to himself, because it introduced me to myself. And people laugh when I say this. But at the end of the day, I enjoyed working. I started to work, started to do little jobs here, double glazing, courier work, and also sales work and things like that. I started to enjoy the money I was earning. I no longer wanted to be a gangster. It's 30 years now since I've smoked marijuana. It's 30 years now since I've drank alcohol. And I was just enjoying that ride, man. I was enjoying that ride after 8 years of hard work, I would say, and just believing in myself, because it's not seeing is believing, it's believing is seeing. And I believe now that I could be somebody because God was guiding me that way. The light was shining. And I would say to every one of you, enjoy the ride. If you're not enjoying it, get off and start a new ride. And I was enjoying the ride in working. And within, I would say, 8 years, I met a man that was working at a car company, just driving. I met a man called Steve, and he took a liking to me. And he asked me if I would just come and drive him specifically after about 2 years of working for this company. And I started to drive him. And after about 2 years, he asked me to come and work with him. I started to work with him. And then he said to me, Morris, you could come into the meetings with me. It was sort of like some Eddie Murphy stuff. Because there I was driving them to meetings for about 2 years, all the executive people that the company I used to work for. And now I was going into meetings with this man as a hedge fund. He was a hedge fund guy that deals with money, banking, and a speculator. And I started to go to these meetings with him, and he asked me, he said, Morris, you should go to university, to open your mindset. He said, Morris, you're more than a driver. And it's up to this day, those words that he said stuck with me. You're more than a driver. I never believed that I could ever have a chauffeur company, because in the end, I set up a chauffeur company that now drive Justin Bieber, Beyonce, Floyd Mayweather, done Whitney Houston's tour in 2010. Never in my wildest dreams I would ever believe that I could have a company. Never knows I couldn't even get a job back in the 70s. I got turned down for so many jobs. It was unbelievable. That's why I turned to selling drugs. And here I was starting my own chauffeur company, driving the stars and doing all sorts of things like that. But what I want to say to people is it's a journey, and we've got to just enjoy the ride, because we can't stop what's going to happen, because changes happen. The weather changes, the sun changes, the moon changes, but we can't change ourselves. Progress changes us. Everything else will change around us. And this may trigger. In 2007, I lost my sister. In 2010, I lost my mom. In 2011, I lost my dad. And in 2015, I lost my wife. She left two kids, a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 30-year-old. And then in 2018, I also lost another son. He was 34 years old. But what I can say to every one of you is I believe that God was chipping away at me, because that pain I went through, like in 2015, when my common law wife committed suicide, I wanted to commit suicide too. And I just focused on the light and believed in God. And my kids used to say, Dad, are you all right? I used to say, yes. And I used to say, why me? Many times in the darkness, in my bed, I used to say, why me, God? Why me? Why me? But I'm telling every one of you now, I say, try me, because I believe that God was chipping away at me. And I'm telling you, life is plastic. We get molded in a certain way. But when God molds you, he molds you the right way. And the person I am now, I'm so strong that I believe anything is possible so long as you want it to be and it's good. Because right now, I go to schools now and I tell my story, which is my glory, to the kids and show them that they are future leaders of the world. Leaders are born. We're all born to lead. Followers. In every follower, there's a leader. waiting to come out. And I'm going to say this to you. Muhammad Ali said, the service we give to others is the rent we pay for being here. And I'm giving my service daily because everybody struggles. Is why are we here? Why are we here in this world, people? We're here to show compassion, love, and service. Service to others. It's not about me no more. It's about giving my love. I found myself. And once you find yourself, you don't have to look nowhere for nothing else. But what is success, I would say? Success isn't the big car like I thought it was, or the jewelry or the money. Success is me as a successful man now that has found himself, found his love within himself. Now he's more the connector. He's connected to himself and he's ready to connect people to their self in showing them that the way he switched on his light, I can switch on their light. And now I'm in the process of setting up a school in Ethiopia for the orphanage kids that ain't got nowhere to go to school and things like that. And the orphan kids in Ethiopia, for them to become champions and leaders of the world because they never asked to be here. I'm also doing one in London to teach the kids empowerment and life skills. The system failed me. And I believe when I look back, if I had the system and it was different and they gave me something that I loved, I would have loved school and I would have became what I wanted to be in whatever I chose to be. But no, I wanted to be a gangster and I believe I manifested that. But I manifest everything now and believe that anything you want in your life, people, be careful what you want because you'll get it. And you could just go and get it, man. Get it, get it, get it anytime you want because God has given you your vision, your dream. There's no dream without reality. And I'm not going to carry on going on, but I'm going to say to every one of you here, when somebody comes to you and say how you're going to do something, remember this, your dream is your future, right? Your dream is your future. Your imagination is your view to your life coming attraction. They can't see your dream. No one could see my dream. My dream became reality, what I was thinking about, what I seen. No one else can see my dream because God's given me my dream. And I'm going to leave you with that. I'm Maurice the Connector and I've done speaking. That's what we say on Clubhouse. So I hope you enjoy my story because that's my glory. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Maurice.
Yes.
Hey, talk to us about the power of thought.
The power of thought, the power of thinking. The power of thinking and imagining. You are what you think about. What I think about. You say what you say you are is what you say you are. Every one of you that's listening now, if you say you're mad, you'll be mad. If you say you're happy, you'll be happy. Because if you smile now, you're going to feel good. So when you think about, be careful what you think about because that's what you'll become. And what I used to think about, that's what I became. I became a drug dealer because I wanted to become a drug dealer. When I reset my mind, and I would say to every one of you, that pain you go through is building you because I wouldn't change nothing for my pain that I went through when my 18-month-old son passed away because he saved my life. He took me from the darkness and I started to think different. When you think different, you do different. And you have to start thinking about what you really want in your life, like waking up and thinking. They call it meditation or do something. Look in that mirror and say, I am, which is the most powerful three words in the world. I say, I am the greatest. Like Muhammad Ali said, I am the greatest. I am going to do what's necessary today. I am going to do what I need to do today. I can, I will, and I must. The power of the word, because first there was the word, and there's power in the word. So I will say to every one of you, be careful what you think about, because you'll become it.
Wow. Talk to us about attitude, Maurice, the connector.
I'll tell you about attitude. And I always have to relate to my past. I look back, I look back and I think, boy, thank God to where I am now. I'm now riding on a first class spiritual journey now of inspiring and motivating and connecting people with their self. And this attitude, if you ask anybody, any successful businessman, they will tell you they got the right attitude. The right attitude. My attitude right now is like a lion. When a lion gets up, he gets up and say, I'm going to hunt. And I get up every day and I say, I'm going to hunt. I can, I will, and I must do what's necessary to bring my people food. And when you got that attitude of a lion and not a gazelle gets up in the morning and it says, I'm going to run today. I'm going to run and hide today because that lion's going to come and eat me today. Are you a lion or are you a gazelle? Are you going to have the right attitude to get out there and fight? Because when you want something, do you want it bad enough to fight? Life is a fight, people. We are here to fight. And that attitude determines our outcome. We have to have the right attitude. We have to have the dedication, determination, and the desire. And most importantly, we have to have the commitment. Because when I came out the darkness, my friends and my gangster friends was coming and knocking my door and saying, Morris, what you doing? Have you gone crazy? You're not coming back out to sell drugs and do this. But let me tell you, every one of you here today, I stay committed and disciplined to reach where I am today. What is commitment? Commitment is doing it until I get there. And it doesn't stop here, people. I'm happy, and I'm happy every day. Every minute of the day, I'm happy. And when I speak to people, they say, Morris, how can you be happy every day? And the answer to that is, because I make sure, because I've got the right attitude to make sure that no matter what, I'm going to do what's necessary. And are you doing what's necessary, people? Because you can. Don't tell me you can't. Because if someone says they can and someone says they can't, you are both right. There's two sides to the sword, people. So let's sharpen our swords and go out there and hunt. That's my attitude. Thank you for listening.
Wow. Wow, Morris. Talk to us next about belief systems.
My belief system, belief comes with not seeing. I grew up seeing, if I seen something, I would believe it. But it's not. It's about believing is seeing. Your thought determines the outcome. You have to think and look and believe in what you're doing. And it's not just about that. It's about fighting. It's about making the steps. And I would say to every one of you, you take one step, God takes two. He's got your back. And I didn't learn this from a book. I'm not reading from a book right now. This is from what I've learned. This is what I've become. I've lived and God has made me live for a reason. There's many things I've been through in that darkness, being a gangster, when I thought I wasn't going to be here with things that happened in that world. But I believe God had me here for a reason. And that reason is to inspire people. My mom used to call me a parrot when I was 7 years old and my siblings. And now I'm here speaking to everyone about life. And that's my belief. I believe anything is possible. You have to make it possible. The light is within you, people. And let me just share this with you. I can remember the time when I found my purpose. It was when my girlfriend passed away. My common-law wife, I call her, because we was together for 35 years, but we wasn't married. And I can remember when she passed away and I wanted to commit suicide. And many times I used to say, why me? And I got asked to speak at an event about my chauffeur company, how I was able to be successful in driving Justin Bieber and Beyonce and all these people. And this woman asked me to come and talk at this event to 150 to 200 people. And I had never done nothing like that before. And it was about 2 months after my common law wife had passed away. And I went there with my son. And I'm going to say to every one of you, be fearless. Your life will become limitless. Because I went there with no fear. And I will say to every one of you, fear is a word proclaiming to be real. Because when I went there and I went into the event, there was five other speakers. and they were going up there. They all had notes in their hand and going up there. And there's me with no notes. I went up there with the Spirit of God, and Ona Morris, the connector, could have said these words. I went up there and I said, "Good evening, everyone. My name is Morris. I've never done nothing like this in my life. This is my first time. My teacher said I won't be nothing in life, but I wish you could see me now speaking in front of all you people." And I got the biggest clap out of everyone. And I shared some of my story with them. When I got off stage, they crowded me and said, "That was very inspiring, your story, Morris." The next day, a teacher phoned me and he said, "Morris, I heard your story on Facebook. Can you come to my school and tell that story to the 15-year-olds that are going through the exams to inspire them?" I said, "Yes, of course." He says, "How much do you want?" I said, "I don't want no money." And I went to that school and told them my story. And they all was loving the story. And especially when I brought out the pictures of me and Justin Bieber, and videos of Beyonce in my car and Whitney Houston, they started to hug me like I'm the star. You know, they really loved the story. And it was after that that made me realize, after I went to about 7 schools, I was at home one day and the Spirit came upon me and said, "Morris, this is what God has given you your pain for. He's given you your pain to inspire and motivate people." So then I started to go on YouTube and look on YouTube to learn a bit more, because I decided this is what I wanted to do, go to schools and inspire the kids. And many of you can relate to this, The Secret. I seen The Secret on YouTube for the first time, and I listened to The Secret. And I sat down afterward and the Spirit said to me, "Morris, you are The Secret." And I'm telling every one of you, you are The Secret. The secret's within you. It's about getting in line with yourself and believing in yourself. Don't let no one tell you you cannot. You have to get in line with yourself and believe in yourself. Then you see everything is possible, people. And I started to believe in myself. And I believe that God has given us a reason to be in this world. We all have a different footprint, handprint, fingerprint, and we all get a different blueprint and philosophy. And most importantly, we find our gift to serve with. We all got something different to inspire and give to the world, people. That's my belief. Belief is most important. You have to conceive like a woman conceives a child, then believe, and then you'll achieve. So that's the most important thing, people. Believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, people will believe in you. How can anybody believe in you if you don't believe in yourself? So connect with yourself and love yourself. Like I say, if I was a cake, I'll eat myself because I love myself. I hug myself. And I think I'm the best at what I do. Thank you for listening.
Wow. Morris, talk to the people, talk to the audience about how they can use their subconscious mind like the genie. Use the resource.
Use your subconscious mind. Let me tell you this, people. When you think about outside of yourself, then you become what's outside of yourself. And I would say to everyone, you have two minds. You have the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. You have to be careful what you download, like a computer. Because when you download something in the computer, it comes out. And whatever comes out is what you've downloaded. Like I'm saying to you, when I was a gangster, I wanted the jewelry. I wanted the money. I wanted the house. I wanted the car. But I was soon searching for something else, people. But if you download the right thing in loving yourself and believing in yourself and downloaded the most appropriate things that will make you become someone of significance, you're like a tree, people. We have all different branches. We have all different roots. If you're a pear tree, you're going to bear pears. And then people are going to come and eat your pears. So you have to be careful what you download. You have to download the right thing and stop thinking about the things that's not appropriate, the things that we don't need in our life. And sometimes we think to ourselves, why are we at this point in our life? Your thought determines the outcome, people, your habits. We know drinking and smoking. We know we're alcoholic when we see it. But what about you? What about you? The habits that you formed when you were growing up that we need to get rid of. It's time to sit down, people, and look at ourselves and say to ourselves, I want to reset that. I want to get rid of that habit, because that habit becomes you. We become what we don't even think we are because it becomes a habit. We don't see it. But it's what you do. It's what you're thinking about. We need to change that mindset, reset. I've reset my mindset. So therefore, what comes out is what you're hearing now. Every day, I'm thinking of the higher frequency. When we talk about higher frequency of consciousness, we have to stop listening to people. If you're the smartest in your crowd, find a new crowd. I'm an eagle, I believe now. I'm very hard to see because I'm up there in the sky. I've left the pigeons eating the scraps. So do you want to eat the scraps or do you want to be an eagle? You have to start thinking like an eagle. Start thinking differently. Reading books. Reading the Bible. Because success is predictable, people. Just like the iPhone. The iPhone is one of the most successful phones in the world. When you get the iPhone, you read the manual. That's the success of the iPhone. Read the Bible. It says, knock and the door will be open. Seek and you shall find. Ask and it will be given. We need to start changing our mindset and reading the Bible or reading some books to make us think different, to become different. That's what my philosophy is. Thank you for listening.
Wow, Morris is a 7-alarm fire. Morris, talk to us about imagination and how powerful it is and how it can aid and assist you in accomplishing any goal. Because you just said anything is possible if you're willing to do the spiritual work, if you're willing to do the mental work, if you're willing to do the physical work and take action, action, action until the thing shows up.
I would say to everyone, if you would have told me when I was left school, 16, 17, I would be an inspirational speaker, a life coach, a chauffeur owner that drives some of the biggest pop stars in the world. If you told me, I would have went to 10 Downing Street, which is your White House, but is where our Prime Minister resides at. If you told me I was going to go from the streets to go there and talk to the Prime Minister, I would say you were stupid. If you told me I was going to build a school in Ethiopia for kids and one in London, I'll say you were stupid. If you was telling me you was going to have a podcast, which I've now launched my podcast last week, I'll say you were stupid. If you were telling me I was going to co-host a show on Apple TV in 3 weeks in America with Gloria Walton called Something of Substance, I would say you were stupid. But I'm going to tell every one of you here, you can manifest yourself to get to where you want to get yourself, but prepare to fight, because the fight is your right. You have your right. You have your right. Just like Bob Marley says, get up, stand up, and stand up for your right, because you have to take the steps. Many people say, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to open a business, I want to do that. But are they prepared for the fight? Are they prepared to take that step? To do it. And like I said earlier, you take one step and believe you can, God takes the next two steps and carries you forward. And he's there for every one of us. But it's believing. If I never believed, I wouldn't be in this position I am here now. And every day, every time I got knocked down with the death of my family, every 2 years somebody was dying, I got back up. And I got back up, and I'm telling you how, people, by believing that God had got my back. And I got back up. And if I can see, and I can see clearly, then you can see clearly, people. And just do it, do it, do it. Find a progressive idea, people. And if you stick to it, you will become it. Like I said, commitment and discipline and attitude and desire, dedication is most important in your ingredients to get to where you want to get to in life. Everything has to connect together. Just believe, people, you can have anything in this world you want, but make sure it's something you want, because you'll get it. And I'm sure every one of you has reached points in your life when growing up and you've always wanted something and you've got it. And then you said to yourself, you want something else. It's no different now, people. Just believe and you'll get what you want. I'm Morris the Connector. Don't speak.
Wow, Morris. Morris, you know, the plandemic or pandemic, whatever this thing that is, that hit the whole globe and basically shut the whole globe down. Talk to us about personal finance and entrepreneurship. There are a lot of hurting people out there. And, you know, the way we were living before the pandemic hit, it's not going to work anymore. So kind of talk, you're a very immensely successful businessman. Talk to us about, you know, personal finance and entrepreneurship and economic empowerment.
I'll talk to you about that, because that's dear to my heart with what happened with the pandemic and everything. And I'm going to share this with you. It was last year. I'll tell you a story. It was last year, March. And when we go back to believing, like you said earlier, this is to do with it as well, in believing in yourself, in coming through and just totally believing in yourself. Because it was last year, March, it happened, and Justin Bieber came to London. He came in March, and I drove him for about, I think it was about a week. Yeah, about a week he came, and then he left. And 2 days later, they shut down all of England. I've got about 4 cars for my chauffeur company, as well as I use other subcontractors. And they shut down England, and there was no work at all. But you know what I did? I started to think different. You know what I thought about? I said to myself, I'm going to go on YouTube. I'm going to do some lives, because just before the pandemic, I was training to be a life coach and everything like that. But I didn't have time because I was busy chauffeuring and running my business. So I didn't have time. But let me tell you what the pandemic gave me time to sit down on my ass and sit down in front of the computer and think to myself, Morris, do some lives. And if you look on my Facebook now, if you don't believe me, you see me doing some lives, talking to people. Just talking to people. I'd never done nothing in my life like that. And I was just there talking to people, you know, inspiring them about the pandemic and talking to them. And then a month later, one of my colleagues phoned me that I hadn't seen for about 5 years. He said, Morris, I've seen you on Facebook. What are you doing with yourself? You're now called Morris the Connector. I knew you to be a gangster back in the day. What's this Morris the Connectors about? Would you come on my radio station and talk about Morris the Connector? And I said, yes, I will. And I went on there and I spoke my truth about Morris the Connector, connected with himself now, finding the light and switching on his light in his life and connecting people. And he was sort of shocked with the way how I put it together and everything. And then 2 weeks later, the BBC phoned me, which is one of the biggest stations, if not the biggest station in London, in England, and they phoned me and said, Morris, can you come and speak to our audience live on radio about your life? And I was like shocked, like, wow. And I went and spoke on there. Then after that, you can find that on my website, people, morristheconnector.com. You could see all my talks on there, morristheconnector.com. And after that, somebody phoned me and said, a guy phoned me and said, would you mind coming and speaking on our TV station about your story. What I'm trying to say to your people, you have to make the step for it to happen. Nothing's going to happen if you sit still. You have to prepare to fight and do the work. And I went out there and I started to go on TV, go on chat, go and do all these sort of things and go to seminars talking. And what I'm trying to say to people is you have to change your perspective in certain things that you do if it's not working out. You have to change it and start enjoying something else. And I started to enjoy speaking and everything like that. And eventually Clubhouse came and I just started speaking on Clubhouse, speaking about my story, my truth, about Morris the Connector, how I'm connected. So what I would say to people is whatever you want to do, you can do. Just think about it. Think about a progressive idea. There's many things in this world. Everything in this world was an idea. Somebody said, yes, I'll do it. And somebody said, no, I won't. Which one are you thinking? Are you thinking I can? Because if you think about it and you go and do it, I'll tell every one of you, you can become it. Because it's all about what you're doing to achieve. You have to show consistency in anything you do and you get it. The only reason why I'm here doing what I'm doing is because I fought for it. I believed in it. I became it. And that's what you got to do. You have to make your mind become it and believe in what you do, people. And I'm telling every one of you now, you can achieve anything you want in this world. Anything. I've done speaking.
Wow. Talk to us, Morris, about the power of choice and then the power of making a decision.
That's one thing we've got to be careful of. We have to be careful of the decision that we make, and we've got to be careful of the choice. The choice. Because sometimes we make the wrong choices. That's why I would say we need to sit down and we need to think, because sometimes we rush things. I've done it many a times, but I've learned now that it's not about me rushing and doing something. It's about me conceiving it and feeling it and my spirit feeling it before I go and do it. So we have to be careful of what we're thinking about, because that choice determines the outcome. Everything we do determines an outcome, and do we want that outcome? So we have to be careful of that choice of taking that step into that unknown. Are we going to take that? Is it going to benefit us? That's the thing with making the choice and the decision, because sometimes we can make the wrong decision by not thinking straight. But we need to think at all times. Think about the outcome. What's going to happen if I do that? And what's going to happen if I don't? And we've got to weigh it up with our mind. The mind's one hell of a powerful thing. But I shall tell you where the brain is and the mind is. The real mind is in your heart, because it's heartfelt. People will take your heart first, then they take your mind. So we've got to be careful. It's your heart that you feel first, then it goes to your mind. So this is the real brain, I would say, the heart. So we have to think of that. I'm done speaking.
Wow. Talk to us about the art of communication and how important it is, Morris.
Well, they say communication is 1%. It's about you. At the end of the day, who you are as a person. And what I would say about myself, I have so much love now within my heart, and I have so much love to give. So I would say the path to communication is finding yourself, loving yourself, being someone of significance that's ready at any time to do what's necessary in giving back to people. But let me tell you one thing. Make sure your cup's overflowing. Make sure the love that's coming from you is real. Because if you've got no love in your heart, You've got no love to give to no one else. But if my cup's overflowing like every day, I've got plenty of love to give everyone every day. So it's about communicating with yourself first and getting your right mindset, the right attitude, the right everything. Then people can feel you. I speak to many people and they just know me already. And that's the same thing with Dwight. Dwight, I met on Clubhouse. I've never seen him in my life, but I feel him. I feel that energy. I feel that spirit. That's real communication coming from within. And only when you find yourself and you know yourself and you love yourself, that transmission takes place. Don't speak.
Wow, you're laying it on us, Morris. Morris, talk to us about, and this is very important, that really wealth is health and relationships. It's not money sitting somewhere in an account or in investments. Talk about wealth being in relationships, because people do business. People have money in their pockets. To the degree that you're able to establish rapport, build a relationship, maintain a relationship, and sustain a relationship is a measure of your wealth.
Money, I would say money, they say money is the root of all evil, but it's not. It's the love. And like I said, I used to love money. And I class, like, we can't help the poor by being one of them. So money does help. Money's like a commodity. Money can help people. We can use it in all different ways. But it's when we love it and we become it, that's when it becomes a problem. Because I don't worry about money now. I don't worry about no money at all. Because when you're successful within yourself, after you've found yourself on a journey like me, and I found myself and I'm connected to myself, people will pay you for who you are, for what you do, for what you deliver to them. That's success. The real success is you finding yourself. Like when I go to schools and they say, oh, hey, look, he's got a Rolex watch on. He's got a Gucci belt. And I have to explain to them, this isn't me. This is nice. But success is me talking to you kids and showing you kids that you could be leaders of the world. You could be leaders instead of followers, because in every follower, there's a leader waiting to come out. That's success. When you find yourself on the journey and you start to love yourself, and you start to give to others. That's success. Because when you start to give, you get back. And I'm saying to every one of you, only when you believe, because people say to me, Morris, you lost your kids, two kids, and your mom, your dad, your sister, and your wife, and everyone. But none of us going to get out of here alive, people. We're all going to leave here one day. It's what we do before we leave here. It's not what we get out of life with the pain. It's what we become. And the person I've become is that person where I don't have to worry about money. And we don't have to worry about money. If we keep worrying about money, worry about what you're doing. What are you doing? What are you doing to become? Because many people say, yes, I want to be a footballer, I want to be a bricklayer, whatever, but then they stop because they want it to happen now. Don't worry about now. Worry about what you're doing to make it happen, because it will happen. Time was given us here to take us out of this world, because here, God has given us time. Here is an eternity. God has given us time to find ourselves at any time. So therefore, it's in the doing. What are we doing to become? That's what I would say to your question.
Wow. Thank you, Morris. Morris, talk to us about what it means to be of service, what it means to render the service in the spirit of excellence. What it means to leave every single person that crosses your path with the impression of increase.
to serve, man. Like Muhammad Ali said, the service to others is the rent we pay for being here. And the meaning of that is we're here to serve. We're here to show compassion. We're here to love. That's what we're here in this world to do. If we all done the same thing, like what Muhammad Ali said, and paid our rent here, we wouldn't need no police. We wouldn't need no law. We'll be a law unto ourselves, because the love that we give will become law. Because love is the key. Love is the key to the door, people. Love is the key to go onto eternity. The love we transcend from here. That's what it's about. That's what we're here for. We're not here for no other reason but to love and love each other and help each other and serve each other with a service. Service of what? Service of our progressive idea. Everybody has something to offer in this world. And if you can't find it and create something, and there's no path for you to follow, create one. Create your own path to get there. Because God has given you the same. There's no difference between me and no one else. It's just that I found my way by making it happen, by believing in myself that I can. When I left school at 15, 16, and I didn't believe in myself, I had no confidence, no nothing. And I thought I was a second-class citizen because there was no empowerment of black people in London. I thought the other minorities was higher than me. I thought I was nobody. But just imagine everybody having that power of belief in themselves and doing what's necessary at all costs to become who they need to become in this world. We have to fight, people. I fight every day, but I have the weapons of mass destruction now, which is believing, my dedication, my desire. Everything is needed, the choices, the commitment. Everything has to come together, people. We can't miss nothing out to become that person that could inspire the world. And we all can. We've all got something. Well, none of us gets out of here alive. We're all going to leave here one day. And like I keep saying, I believe that the people that died in my family, they didn't die. They just moved on to the next journey. My kids hate when I say this. I say I'm ready anytime. I'm ready to move on from here, people. I'm ready anytime because I know what I've become. I've become that loving guy that just wants to give pure love to everyone that I meet. It's not about me no more. I'm happy in giving. Done speaking. Thank you.
Wow. 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 That was incredible. Morris, give us a masterclass on consciousness and awareness. There's a lot of people that are confused about this.
Well, consciousness and awareness, your consciousness comes from within and within your mind. Like I said earlier, your subconscious mind is the download of everything. The conscious mind is the mind that thinks, I want to listen to these people out there that are chatting a load of bull. The subconscious mind is the real you, because what you download in there, that's what you become. So if you're going to download the bull from your conscious self, which is outside of yourself, then you become that. But if you download the subconscious stuff, like the more positive stuff, things of significance that you really want to become, like if you want to become a singer or whatever, and you download every day, you're reading, you're studying, you download that, what do you think's going to come out? I download watching Les Brown and things like that. I don't download bullshit like I used to. I download the right thing instead of the wrong thing now, more than ever. Because what we've got to realize, people, it's a habit that's formed. And anything you do over and over and over becomes a habit. And if you're doing it over and over and you're getting the wrong result, it becomes insanity. So therefore, we've got to be careful of the conscious self, in what we're downloading outside of ourself, because you are the thoughts determines your outcome. So we've got to be careful what we think about. There's thousands of thoughts that fly around us every day. I could sit here thinking of my son that passed away, or my second son that passed away, my common-law wife, or my mom, my sister, my dad, you know? But I don't. I look back and think, thank God for that pain, because that's made me be this person that's smiling every day. Thank you for listening.
Wow. Talk to us about the importance of getting an accountability partner, having a mentor, and hiring a coach. You know, the difference that it makes, you know, the potholes it keeps you out of, and that we don't have enough time to learn it all ourselves. And, you know, we don't have to go at it alone.
Yeah, that's most important, because in this world, it's about each one teach one. That's what it is. It's about each one teaching one, because at the end of the day, I'm telling you, people, every successful athlete, Floyd Mayweather, Michael Jordan, Usain Bolt, people don't realize how much time they spent with a coach. Yes, they're talented. Yes, they're gifted. But guess what? Every successful businessman has a coach. Everyone that's successful has a coach. But we as people, we don't have coaches. I found myself. I went and got a coach. Because we don't know everything, people. We need to learn. And if we need to learn, right, we need people that know more than us to teach us, to show us. A mastermind. That's why Clubhouse is a place where, for those of you that don't know where what Clubhouse is, Clubhouse is a place where a lot of people get together and share knowledge and wisdom. And I would say, like I said earlier, if you're the smartest in your group, find a new group, because we need to learn every day. We need to evolve. The system that was built for me at school was a system for me to fail. We have to come out of that system and create our own system by learning from every other people of significance in what we want to do. That's why a coach is needed. Accountability is most important. You have to show account for what you do. And it's what you do in this world that counts. And like I keep saying, everyone has something different to give. But only if we are prepared to fight and go out there and learn and go out there and do everything and having life skills to succeed. These are the life skills that are needed. Speaking up for yourself and knowing what you want in life. Having confidence, which you will build when believing in what you do. Being honest with yourself about what you really want to do with your life, people. What do you really want to become? Let's be straight now. What do you want to become? Many people are walking dead, sitting at home and thinking, why me? What are you doing to become? What do you really want to do? Have you really thought about that? Listening to constructive people and learning is most important. Manage your time with positive things that you want to do. And having no fear in succeeding. Because fear is a word proclaiming to be real, people. Come outside of yourself. And you could achieve. Focusing on what you want to do with your life and staying committed and disciplined all along the way will get you there. I've done speaking.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. Morris, talk to us candidly about self-image or self-concept, how it regulates and controls everything like a governor on the Rolls Royce.
Everybody's a Rolls Royce, but everybody's a juggernaut. We are juggernauts, people. We're driving a juggernaut. For those that don't know what Juggernaut is, it's a big, big truck. But we only use 5%. That Juggernaut can lift rocks big as a house. And that's like our mind, people. We don't use it. We only use 5% of our mind. And I'm telling you why. It's like an elephant that gets tied to a stake when he's a baby. And when that elephant grows up, that elephant doesn't realize that if he just moves his leg, he could escape from that stake. But it's the habits that we have within us, people, that stops us from becoming who we want to become. Let's think about it. Let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of the habit by doing something else. Change the habit will change you. Change the habit will change you. We need to do 3 things to help us lead us through our life. We want to get to in our life. 3 things we need. Our head, which gives us clarity and vision, focusing on the one thing that will make you happy. Clarity, seeing clearly. Remember that song, I can see clearly now. That's what we need to see clearly, people. See clearly, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Many of us are walking in darkness. We're not seeing where we want to go. Also, having the heart, understanding your vision and your focus, where you want to go in your life. Also, having compassion. That's most important. Having compassion for people. And the hand, which is the service we have to provide, the passion which is shown now that we have found our purpose and letting other people experience in your skill. I would say each one should teach one. We don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great, people. In order to become someone, you need to become someone that you've never been before. So we need to change our mindset, people. Let's change it. Do things that other people are not doing to have things that others don't have. I'm done speaking.
Wow. This has been an amazing and powerful show. Morris, tell the audience all the ways that they can get a hold of you. Tell them all your social media. Tell them your email. Tell them everything, because you're a 7-alarm fire. You're inspiration. You're motivation. I know there's a lot of hurting people out there. People need to make contact with you, Morris, the connector.
Yeah, man, you can contact with me. I switched on my light. I'm here to switch on your light. You can contact me anytime you want. For your charge, you could contact me. I'm willing to speak to anyone. You can contact me on morristheconnector.com. That's my website. You can connect me on Wear Your Own Crown. That's my podcast on Spotify. On Instagram, you can contact with me on Morris the Connector, but the connector spelt with 3 N's. On Instagram, on Facebook, you can contact with me on Morris the Connector on there. And you can contact me on anything you want, any of those handles you could contact me on. There's also my bio on my Instagram. There's a free accountability, like Dwight was saying earlier, there's a free accountability program. If you click into my Instagram or go to my website, there's a free accountability program that you can download for free for every one of you that listen today. And I'm saying to you, the secret about getting ahead in life is getting started. I'm giving you something to get started. You either win or you learn, people. We win or we learn. We're either in a storm, going through a storm, coming out of a storm. This is life. Remember that. No one gets out alive. We all have to do what's necessary to become who we want to become. Who do you want to become? Don't wait for the opportunity. Create it. What are you doing to deserve what you want? Because that's what counts. Life is happening for you, not to you. Make it okay to fail, people, because we learn from failure. We have a win or we learn. Our experience is what we count. We fall down, we get up. Just like babies, when we're babies, we're getting up, falling down, getting up. We don't stop until we do it. And that's what I'm saying to every one of you today. Thank you for listening. If you fall down, get up. Because you have the power, you have the will of God. He's given us the same will to embrace and have the resilience to get through anything you want to get through. So good things are supposed to happen to all of us. We are here for a reason. Thank you for listening. I'm Maurice the Connector. Thank you.
You have been live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show with Lee, your host, and Maurice the Connector from London. The Sudden Eye Impact Show is spiritual, inspirational, and motivational, expressing energetic, electrifying, powerful, and transformational content that anyone can learn and apply consistently in any area of their life to either change their life for the better and continue to working to change their life for the best. I'm going to leave you with several quotes. Buddha said, "All that we are is the sum total of our thoughts." Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "A man is what he thinks about all day long." Dr. Kim McFarland said, 2% of the world thinks, 3% of the world think that they think, and 95% of the people would rather die than think. Henry Ford said, "Whether you think you can or whether you think you cannot, either way, you are right." Mahatma Gandhi said, "Be the change you want to see. Be an agent of change. Be an ambassador of change. First you will change you, then your world and everything in it will change." Until the next time on the Sudden Eye Impact Show, continue to use your belief and faith. Thank you, Maurice the Connector.
Thank you, Dwight, for having me here today. Thank you to all the listeners that are listening, and I hope to hear from you soon. I'm out.
Discover the power of positivity. Identify your gifts. Then plan and execute your passion. And ultimately, thrive exponentially in life. And most importantly, in business. On Sudden Eye Impact. With your host. Lee. Your host, Lee.